Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. With age comes wisdom, and for some Fortune 500 companies, also the ability to successfully hold down the CFO post. In a moment, we'll check in with a news editor from CFO Journal to explain. First, some money and market news you should know. Here's a good reason to check the expiration date when buying goods. As part of a settlement with a New York State Attorney General, discount chains Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Family Dollar will pay a total of $1.2 million in fines for selling expired products and, in some cases, products that were obsolete. Now, after a months-long undercover investigation, it was revealed that all three of the discount retailers sold expired over-the-counter drugs. Also, Dollar Tree and Family Tree violated the state's bottle deposit law, and Dollar General sold obsolete motor oil. Now, while Dollar General said the motor oil met its standards, New York State said it wasn't appropriate for engines built after 1930. And to give you an idea of how plummeting bond rates sent waves through Wall Street, U.S. stocks now offer more yield than the 30-year U.S. Treasury bond. The folks at Bespoke Investment Group ran the numbers, and it turns out that's the first time that's happened since 2009. In fact, as of Tuesday, August 27th, about 250 stocks in the S&P 500 were yielding more than the 30-year long bond, while about 300 stocks were yielding more than both the 5-year and the 10-year bonds.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
Wanted, a corporate chief financial officer. Experience needed, lots of it. That's the view of many companies looking for people to take the financial lead. And CFO Journal news editor Nina Trentman is here with some details. So, Nina, in your story, you say that playtime is over and the time for grown-ups is here. And there was a time when companies hired CFOs fairly early in their career. Now they're looking for more seasoned executives.
Yeah, that was the example earlier this year, this week of Kraft Heinz exchanging its CFO, sort of like swapping the existing CFO who was at the time when he was appointed the youngest CFO in the S&P 500 with 29 years. He's now 31 and he's going back to his old job, and they're bringing in their former CFO who's been in the role before and who's in his mid-40s. Interestingly enough, when you look at the data in terms of CFO appointments this year at Fortune 500 and S&P 500 companies, the average age is as high as never before for CFO appointments. So CFOs on average are 52.8 years older, nearly 53 years old, which is up from last year when it was about 48.9 years, and also higher than the many years average. And it's the highest, I think, for the past 15 years in terms of it being higher than 50 years, which showcases that based on what recruiters tell us. So this is data coming from recruiters, and they tell us, given that companies are facing so many different challenging situations, mm-hmm. they're facing disruption, they're facing changing consumer tastes, that they're looking for older and more experienced CFOs. They're not necessarily saying looking for older CFOs, but they're looking for right. more experience.
So in the case of the consumer space, like Kraft Heinz or Coca-Cola, you mentioned in your story, they're looking for someone who can navigate changing consumer tastes, like you said, but somebody who may have been able to weather changes before, and I guess they know kind of how to navigate those waters.
Yeah, so what recruiters have told me for this story, and also what these companies, like for example Coca-Cola, has told me, is that this is sort of like not the time for first-time CFOs, given that companies are changing, facing consumer tastes, they're also facing price pressure and cost pressure. They're facing a rather uncertain economic environment at the moment because it's not really clear where the U.S. economy is going. And so given that this is the situation that many of these companies are facing, they're saying, well, let's appoint somebody who's done this before, who's been in the CFO role of a big company before, and who's able to navigate us through us. So who is not necessarily in the position where he still has to learn what the tools are that he has got available or she has got available.
That's right. We're talking about both men and women CFOs being eyed by companies. One is at Tapestry, you mentioned in your story.
Yes, they recently, had this month in August, a new CFO that started 55 years old. And the CEO, when she was appointed, pointed out the fact that she's been in finance roles for the past 30 years. And that was sort of like one of the core reasons for them to hire her, which I guess showcases again that gray hairs or potentially dyed hairs, but like gray hairs are something that companies are looking for as they're facing these challenges.
And, you know, in bringing in people with more experience, it definitely can put a company at ease that they have someone in that CFO spot. But it also can raise the stock of current corporate CFOs elsewhere who might be the target of recruiting or poaching by other companies.
It seems, at least when you look at the list of CFO appointments this year, and if you look at their age, it seems that there's no age by which then it drops and people are no longer attractive for companies to hire. Like, we've seen examples of CFOs being as old as 68, early 70s to be appointed to very big US corporates. So it seems that there's no longer this trend to hire younger, but rather the opposite, that companies and boards are looking for more experienced CFOs and that there's no end to it.
Was that trend to hire younger in place because companies were looking to get financial experience but maybe offer salaries on the lower scale?
We've seen a few examples where companies were willing to look for younger candidates, like, for example, in the Kraft Heinz case, but also when you look at Tesla, they have a reasonably young CFO that is 34 years old and that is actually still in place. So I guess it's a mixture of reasons for why companies go for a younger CFO.
All right. Well, check out Nina Trentman's story in CFO Journal. And don't forget to sign up for CFO Morning Ledger. It's delivered to your email 5 days a week, and it's a good way to get a handle on the news surrounding chief financial officers and the market for CFOs around the business world. And that's CFO Journal news editor Nina Trentman here in our studio. Nina, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.